This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call on this Wednesday. Of course, talking Jets to start. We'll get to some of the Giants stuff as well coming up. You know, look, Tommy DeVito is going to take over the reins here. Some Giants not really happy about that. I found that interesting. Yeah. So we'll get to some of those comments as well as the Soto stuff. There was an article on NJ.com yesterday by Bob Clappish that painted a favorable picture for the Yankees, so we could dissect that. But it's been all Jets to start here, BT, as we look moving forward. And I know there are many layers to it, and we discussed the comments and all the stuff that was in The Athletic yesterday. But for me, moving forward, like, all right, we know what is, we know what was, we know what's happened. Like, Saleh's out, Douglas is out, Woody was a mess. How do you fix this moving forward? For me, it's hiring the right general manager with the right head coach. And when I mean right, I mean experience. Like, it can't be another first-timer that Woody's going to have say on. It will show me that the Jets finally have an idea of what to do if they hire an experienced guy, because you know somebody like Gruden, let's say, wouldn't come here if he thought Woody was going to get involved in his business.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys will say flat out, look, I need to do this, I need to do that, and I need you to get the hell out of the way. And if you aren't going to do that, I'm not coming here. Like Matt Rhule, when Matt Rhule was turning down the job.
Yes.
Now, obviously, he failed in Carolina, but he also went to a spot where a bad owner.
Mm-hmm.
But Matt Rhule, remember, turned it down because he's like, I'm not going to work under these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that showed me the Jets weren't ready to be taken seriously. And I have no belief other than blind faith and hope that Woody maybe will learn that his way hasn't worked and maybe he could change.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to change. Otherwise, we're going to be on this treadmill for the rest of our lives here, or at least as long as he owns the team. I think that he's at the point now where he's going to be more willing to cede some power maybe than he's ever been. I mean, if his level of desperation and embarrassment is not at an all-time high, then he's even worse than we thought. And he's already the worst owner in football. So I don't really know how you get worse than that. I do agree with your thought about, Sal, the synergy between the head coach and the general manager. I'd like to see, I don't know, a conventional hire, like, let's hire the general manager first, and then the general manager brings in the head coach, rather than the head coach being introduced, and then we try to find a general manager,
yeah, right.
And then they're not on the same contract or whatever. It's all got to be tied in together. You know, whoever the GM is, whoever the head coach is, five-year deals, six-year
yep.
deals, if it's really, you know, if it's a home run, seven-year deals, press conference, both men there, not the guessing game, who's got the power, who was hired first. Try doing it like the other great teams do.
Right.
That's a starting point.
Yeah, and I like your idea about the 5 years. Like, I know it sounds ridiculous, 5 or 7 years, but the four-year thing isn't working because we clearly know what's going to happen. You get evaluated the first 2 years, year three, well, it's a make-or-break year, and then you don't have it in year three, and then you're out. You're lucky. I mean, Saleh got to start year four, but it was different circumstances, and he shouldn't have gotten year four the way that it was. So, yes, on top of that, hiring the right GM, right head coach, and having it be a tandem, a true tandem
mm-hmm.
together, hopefully beyond 4 years, just stick with your gut, hire them, and then let it play out. Also, to me, I want Rodgers back at quarterback because I think it helps the Jets next year and moving forward. Where you're next year, you got to lay the foundation. You're not going to throw a rookie quarterback assuming you draft one, to the Wolves. You're going to have a stopgap quarterback. I would make it be Aaron Rodgers because I believe he is an asset to whatever organization he would be in. I'm not buying the stuff that he is.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. So if he's an asset to any organization that he'd be in, how come he hasn't been an asset to the team that he's currently with, the Jets?
Because look at all that's gone on with Lane Johnson.
But how much is he responsible for it? He has not played well.
They have they have no leader. They asked him to come in and be the leader.
Yeah, yeah. They also asked him to come to mandatory minicamp. He said, I'm going to Egypt. And everybody laughed when I had a little bit of an issue with that. But like the perceptual, you know, feel around Rodgers that he's been singing to his own beat since day one, and I know, and I guess I'll admit I was prepared to overlook that if he brought some wins, but he didn't bring any wins.
Yeah, but maybe a real head coach wouldn't allow that. They'd be like, all right, Aaron, look, you want to be here, you want to be taken seriously, and this is going to be your last opportunity to play football in life?
Yeah.
Here's what I need from you.
Yep.
No more McAfee nonsense, no more trips to Egypt. Or
too late for this team, though, because I think that it's already been established here.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I still look at Rodgers as the winner, the one winner of the group. Like, if you take a group picture of the Jets, the entire organization, I see one winner. Spot the winner. I see one. It's Rodgers. So I have, like, everybody, well, what are you basing that off of? He's done it. He's done it at the highest of levels year in, year out. So all the other pieces should be looking to him. Not to be Superman, but following his lead. I think there's a lot of guys who don't follow his lead. And I think that starts from the head coach, where there was no real head coach keeping everybody in order. And it's just basically every man for himself. And Rodgers was trying to get the group in line, but he can't do that. Plus, at this age, he's not the same player. Like, there's a lot going on there. But I think Rodgers could be an asset and be a stopgap for better days for this Jets organization moving forward.
See, I look at Rodgers at this point, Sal, as the we all remember these guys growing up, right? Somebody in the NBA had to score, 20 points a game on a bad team, right?
Yeah.
So he, to me, is now, even though he's not really filling things up, but he basically shoots whenever he wants. And if you're trying to correct a culture and you do it on a like a Pat Riley type, that first day of training camp, right? Mm-hmm. You got to lay that foundation, and we're running, we're hitting, we're accountable, we're going hard. And when you have a guy that's still there that had the green light basically from half court, I think it's very hard to push forward with the new agenda. That's why, for me, he's got to go. I have zero, not 1%, 0.00% watching Rodgers back with this team. It's got to be over. It should be over. I don't think he can play anymore. I don't think they follow his lead. I don't think they respect him the way they once did. It's over.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone, but I think that would be a huge mistake if they let him go. Justin is calling from Wantague, New Jersey. What's up, Justin?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, morning, boys. It's actually Wantage.
Wantage. I'm sorry, that's my fault. Wantage.
Never heard of it. It's all good. Yeah. Hey, yeah, it's up north. But anyway, so just listening to you guys talk, listening to all passionate fans, I'm like everyone. I'm at this point, though. I'm just so fed up and tired of the same old Jets. I think at this point, like you mentioned, Woody Johnson's got a great time right now. He has the ability to reset this franchise for once and for all. We thought we did with Joe Douglas and Saleh. Obviously, it didn't work out. He got too impatient, tried to go for the home run with Aaron Rodgers. We need to reset. We need to actually finally build this culture and do something like the Lions have done, do something like Washington finally did. Obviously, Woody's not going anywhere, but he needs to take a step back. Whether you bring in a person like Gruden, I don't know how you marry him and the GM. Rex Ryan is all over social media. He wants his job again. Obviously, when Rex was here, he was great. I think he's probably a little long in the tooth now for the NFL. But you need someone who's going to come in and set the culture. We have great young players, both sides of the balls, that just look apathetic. Schultz looks like a shadow of himself. Dale Wilson, I don't know what's going on. It's just so frustrating. Yep. We have the pieces. We need someone to actually do something with them.
It's criminal what they're doing to these players. I mean, now they've got to take ownership of their failures and regression as well. But, you know, most bad teams just have a dearth of good players. Like, uninteresting, low ceiling, cheap, you know, second and third year players. That's like what most bad teams have. The Jets are so unique in the sense that they've got a few borderline transcendent type of talents and they still stink. And not only has their film regressed, but their attitude and their love for the game is diminished to the point where it doesn't even seem like they want to be on the field. What an indictment.
Yeah, it's a problem, which is why I think that they need a real coach. Now, I don't think Rex is a real coach, but the call brought him up. And one thing I was thinking about, the only justification, at least in my mind, that I would have for backing Rex Ryan being hired again to be the head coach is that he's the only one that we know can work with Woody. Like, he already knows what he's gotten into, what he's going to be getting into.
Yeah.
He knows how Woody works. Woody looks up to him and loves him, and maybe he trusts him more. Now, the problem is Rex isn't the guy. Like, he's just not a good head coach. He's not somebody I would trust moving forward. Would I trust him in the short term with a talented team that's ready to win now? Yeah, which is why I said they should have fired Ulbrich and hired Rex before the Texans game, whatever it was, going back in season and see what they could do. I wouldn't commit to him, like, future-wise. I don't think he's going to build the organization for sustained success.
Yeah.
But
what are you going to hire him for 2 years?
I mean, come on. But don't you think that there is something to his relationship with Woody?
I do, but I think it's detrimental at this point because I think there's too much familiarity, which means that Rex wouldn't have the, not the stones, because Rex will say whatever he wants, but the authority, the juice to tell Woody to check out because Rex is desperate and nobody's hiring Rex unless the Jets hire Rex. And I think Rex knows that, and I think everybody knows that, unless it's for the D.C. position somewhere else.
It's like Isaiah and Dolan, it feels like.
No, a little bit. Yeah, that's interesting. And how'd that go?
I get it, because Isaiah wasn't the right guy, and Rex isn't the right guy. But we need somebody that can put Woody in his place as an owner. Rex, I think, can do that. The problem is he's not the right football guy. Like, I want Gruden to come here, and he's the one established name that maybe
I'm
has
not even sold on Gruden.
Yeah, I know. But then who? Frankel's not going to do that.
Why not? If you give him the hammer,
you think Woody's going to give him the hammer?
Unless he's so embarrassed, that's what I said before, and so ready to change his approach that maybe he does acquiesce in some power, and you know, otherwise Vrabel's not coming here. I mean, listen, Rex would be appealing in the sense that, and let me be clear, I don't want Rex Ryan to be the coach of the Jets. Some do. All right, I don't know why. I think it's nuts.
Well, I told you why. I think it's because of the Woody thing and the success that he had here. Like, he almost negates some of Woody's bad.
I guess, but I know. Here's what I know from Rex's perspective. Now, whomever they hire, and I don't think it will be Rex, but whomever they hire, very well, unless it's Vrabel or one of the or Gruden, you might hire an F. You might hire a coordinator, and he equates literally to an F or a D plus. I know Rex is not that. I know that. I know he's not an F. I know he's not a D. You know, C plus ish, and you know, with the right situation, maybe a C or a B minus. I'd like to at least hire, but I know he's not an A, is my point. I would at least like to hire somebody who potentially could be an A. That's all I'm saying.
The same thing, me too. I'm just saying that at least I'm like, oh man, Woody, all his problems, at least I know Rex would offset that, but it's not good enough to justify bringing him in because I know he's not the answer long term. Ideally, I want somebody who would put Woody in his place as an owner and say, hey, that's great, you're the owner, and I know, like, if I don't do my job, you're more than welcome to fire me. But you got to let me do my job.
Yeah, let me do what you hired me to do.
Correct, and get out of my way. And if you can't guarantee that you're going to do that, then I'm not going to come here.
But even under your thought about having Rodgers come back, which I want no part of, and then the young quarterback kind of watching, I don't want Rex being around the young quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's...
I mean, from a developmental point of view.
I don't want him either. I just want the team to be good next year.
You think?
I think I feel. I get it.
I think Evan feels. I think Joe feels. I mean, come on.
I get it.
All right.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.